Seattle in the 90s. A tidal wave of iconic music roars out of this sleepy city and launches a pop culture revolution. Here's a story you haven't heard. Let the Kids Dance is a new podcast about the rise and fall of Seattle's teen dance ordinance, the law that made it illegal for young people to go to concerts. Listen to Let the Kids Dance from KUOW and the NPR Network.
Hey, Sound and Vision podcast listeners, it's Rachel Stevens here. Hey, before we get to this amazing episode of my conversation with Corin Tucker of Slater Kinney, I have something to ask you. We don't ask for support much here at KXP, just a few times a year, but we are listener supported, and it's our fall fundraising drive right now. So I'm asking you to support Sound and Vision. If you can give, please support this program at kxp.org/sound. We love bringing stories like this to your ears every week through this podcast, but we can only do it because of support from listeners like you. You, out there walking your dog or washing dishes or driving or riding the bus or gearing up for your day, Sound and Vision needs help from you. Go to kxp.org/sound right now to support us. Please give this week if you can. Better yet, give right now. Thank you. Slater Kinney is a Pacific Northwest band who has a new covers album out on Friday, October 21st. And I was super humbled going into my interview with Corin Tucker to talk about it. The band Slater Kinney is rock and roll royalty.
My baby loves me.
And I am currently bowing down because I have with me here the queen, Corin Tucker. Thank you so much for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So excited. My pleasure. So 25 years ago, in 1997, which feels bonkers that 1997 was 25 years ago, Slater Kinney released the album Dig Me Out, which a lot of people call y'all's breakout album. Rolling Stone ranked it as 189th on the list of 500 greatest albums of all time. This album is so great in itself, and now we get a covers album. How did y'all decide to do Dig Me In, a Dig Me Out covers album?
I think, you know, we were kind of bouncing around ideas about how to celebrate the album and, you know, how to, you know, bring it into the conversation of today. And the idea of asking, you know, current day musicians that we were excited about to cover the songs kind of came up, and we were like, oh yeah, that might be really cool, you know, to make it kind of a project that people could, you know, get into and think about the songs, but, you know, reinterpret them into, you know, what they were kind of into in today's music. And I just think that it really brought some like really exciting sounds to the album.
Totally. And how did you, I mean, you have 13 tracks on here. How did you decide these 13 artists for these songs?
I mean, it was a process, I'll be honest, of like a lot of asks, a lot of, you know, and for the most part, people said yes. And sometimes people said yes, and then, you know, things just got in the way. Mm. And, you know, it's just life and other things that they were working on. So there was just a process of like, okay, this person wants to do it, but wait, who's doing this song? I mean, it was honestly like, it was a little scrappy at times. You know, when we started getting the recordings of what people had actually done, it was just like jaw dropping. You know, just listening to the songs and hearing our music reinterpreted through some of, you know, our favorite musicians was just, it's pretty incredible.
Words and guitar, I got it. Words and guitar, I want it way, way too loud. I got it. Words and guitar, I want it. Oh, I want it. Oh, I want it. Oh, take the noise in my
What is the percentage of like friends on here? Like, do you have like, did you have to make any cold calls on this album, or are you kind of like have an in with all 13 of these people?
I mean, I mean, I feel like we're part of a community, you know? And so, you know, I think that even if some of them we didn't know personally, it was, we had enough of like a community feel where they were like, yeah, you know, I will totally do that. Which is great. And it's, that feels really good that we, you know, we're able to like make those connections.
Yeah. I guess like there's no such thing as a cold call from Slater Kinney in the music
industry. We've been around too long. Everybody knows us.
It's just like in everybody's phone, it pops up whenever you call.
Oh, it's them again.
Oh, God. Has changed a little bit since 1997, just in the roster. Who was involved in making these choices?
You know, we actually did reach out to Janet and made sure that she was involved, and you know, she suggested some people as well.
Cool.
Because she did play on the album, and so, you know, we wanted to make it like a real celebration of the album and you know what we had done all those years ago together. And so I feel like it was that, and you know, and there were a lot of ideas that came together over, you know, it took us quite a few months of putting it together and people actually being able to deliver the songs.
There is an all-star lineup on here: St. Vincent, Wilco, Tunde Adeyemi, Courtney Barnett, Linda Lindas, Namdi, Lowe. Do you have a favorite cover? It's like choosing your favorite child, but do you have a favorite?
I couldn't do that. I love them all. They're all so amazing and different and special. So yeah, I think people should just listen and decide for themselves which one they like the best. But there are so many great like reinterpretations and different styles. You know, the Margo Price one is, you know, it's almost like a country song. You know, it's just incredible all the different styles that people bring to the music.
Is there any cover here that you listen to and you're like, okay, I like this better than ours?
Oh, wow. Yeah, I definitely listened to the Low cover of Dance Song 97, and I just think it slays.
Cool.
That song, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know because I haven't been able to listen to it yet, but I can imagine like having Low on here. I mean, I don't know. They're also like a band that I look up to so much. And so it's just really cool to see these connections and to see these different kinds of passing of the torch. Is, I don't know if that's the right kind of thing I'm feeling like, because it's not like something's ending. But I feel like there's a lot in this album just in way of like kismet connections. And what I want to talk about are the Linda Lindas. Like, how cool to see this very young band come up in the last year? 2 years, maybe? And now they are on a cover album from Slater Kinney, like rock and roll royalty, girl band royalty. What was it like working with them?
So fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, they're such, you know, an exciting band. And, you know, I feel like their cover is so fun. I can't wait for people to hear it. And we actually just played a show with them at Riot Fest and got to meet them.
Wow.
And I mean, they're just lovely. They're so lovely and exciting and just, you know, they just have this kind of like, vitality and we're going to take over the world kind of, you know, feel about them. That's, it's so fun to watch them do what they do and to, you know, go all over the world. And I follow them on Instagram and I'm just like, yes, go.
Yeah.
it's just really fun to see that.
So cool. And I had to giggle when I saw what song they're covering, because they're covering Little Babies, which made me so happy.
Yeah.
I want to.
I mean, yeah, it's a little bit of a pun, but it, you know, it does kind of feel like you are looking at the next generation, you know, singing that song, and it's wonderful. It's like it's such a special thing to be able to do.
So cool. Is there a song, a cover that ended up on this album that you have been thinking about for a while that you'd been like, you know, wanting someone to cover, like?
You know, I really like the Wilco cover of One More Hour. Mm. I think that song is, you know, it's such a like sort of like sad, you know, sad breakup song. And of course, Jeff Tweedy's got the absolute perfect voice for that. So that was really fun to have that come together and, you know, to be able to hear that and that song kind of reinterpreted by somebody else.
Yeah, I think he's got a great breakup voice, which is funny because he's got like a lovely family.
I know, but you always feel like he's writing a breakup song.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Maybe because it Wilco soundtracked a lot of our breakups.
Yes.
Okay, true. I am trying to break your heart. I am trying to break your heart.
Something really cool about this album is that 25% of the proceeds go to Sexual and Gender Minority Resource Center. Can you tell me a little bit about this organization?
Yeah, so SMRC is a local organization in Portland. And it's part of a larger group that works with at-risk people who are unhoused and or at risk of being unhoused. And SMRC specifically helps sexual minority and gender minority folks have a safe space in Portland to come to do things like a craft night or a barbecue or an open mic or just, you know, provides a safe space for them to, you know, have a little bit of recreation, have a little bit of community and to feel, you know, that they are in a safe space. And we just feel like it was a way to give back to Portland and this community that was always really supportive of us. And we want to be supportive of today's youth, especially youth that are, you know, more at risk or, you know, facing difficult issues because of their sexuality or their gender minority.
Very cool. Thank you for doing this. I know it's not easy out there for bands at all right now. So to see a 25% of proceeds go towards an organization like this is really cool. And so I'm just so happy and to see that on here.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think it's about like us feeling so supported by this community and wanting to give back a little bit and just, you know, kind of let that legacy live on in terms of supporting, you know, young people doing art or doing music or, you know, doing whatever it is that makes them feel supported in the community.
Yeah, and y'all are so representative of a place of the Pacific Northwest. I mean, you're named after streets in Seattle, or I guess between Olympia and Seattle, correct? And like,
yeah.
You started in Olympia. You have a bandmate who is in a show called Portlandia. You know, like you're very Pacific Northwest. And you actually recorded Dig Me Out in Seattle, right?
That's correct.
Is this project giving you like Seattle nostalgia?
I always have Seattle nostalgia. I love Seattle so much. We recorded more than one album in Seattle. And I love being there. I love that city too. You know, the scene of the Pacific West really welcomed us as a band and supported us. And we've had, you know, so many good shows and recordings and good times here. And so I think, yeah, just celebrating that a little bit too with this album feels really good.
Yay. Do you, I'm trying to think of like a public radio way to say with. do you like entertain the Portland versus Seattle debate ever?
I mean, Portland is better. let's just be honest. but I still love Seattle too.
Yeah.
If I need to go to a different city, I would say Seattle's just fine. No, yeah. I'm just kidding. I love them both.
I mean, Portland doesn't have KEXP, so I'm like really confused how you think it's better.
Good point. Yeah. Good point.
Well, we're always here. Yeah, it's so funny to claim y'all. Like Seattle claims y'all so hard, like the whole band Sleater-Kinney, and to know that Portland also, maybe more rightly, I don't know, also claims you really hard. So it's just a funny thing whenever I think. And then the rest of the country is like, who the f- cares?
Exactly. It's just us.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk a little bit about the last album that y'all did, Path of Wellness, just because it felt like such a cathartic album for the band, for me, for like everyone. And it's been a weird couple of years, we know that. And so it felt like there was some healing that happened through that album and maybe in the band. And I know that you just released this covers album, but can I ask, like, what's next for Sleater-Kinney?
Yeah, you know, I think that, well, first of all, I'm glad you like Path of Wellness. It was definitely an album that was, it was like an anchor for us at the time. You know, we made it during the pandemic. And it was like almost like a recommitment to music in a way, as being like this solace during so much uncertainty, so much, you know, just so much chaos in terms of being in Portland. You know, the wildfires were happening while we were making it. It was really, really crazy. And so it did kind of, in a way, bring us back to music as being this sort of like a really important place where we sort of find ourselves again. We're releasing this covers album, but you know, we're also, you know, maybe working on some more music. So we'll see what happens for next year. But you know, we're excited about that, and yeah, we're just really excited to keep going.
And then, like, how are you? How are your kids? Like, I'm just like, I'm always amazed that by parents in the music industry. The pandemic's been so hard. Your kids are like older now, right? Are they like, how old are they?
Yeah, they're 20 and 14 or 21 and 14.
I feel like that's such hard times to have gone through this last 3 years.
So hard. Ugh. So it's like so difficult. But you know what? They're resilient. They're coming out of it and they're doing really well. And you know, both in school and doing great. And so I'm thankful for that. And, you know, I just really want things to stay in person from now on.
Yeah.
I finally feel like things are sort of getting back to the thing where you can, you know, hang out with your friends and do things and you know, and my kids are the same. They're like going to dances and going out places. And it just feels so good to be able to do that again.
Yeah, totally. And I mean, to bring it back to this album a little bit, it's the music is helping. I know that sounds like kind of dorky, but like the music is really helping and having new music, because I feel like there wasn't like everything came to a halt. And so like then it just like there was nothing to soundtrack this time in our life, you know. And so this like having new music from y'all is just, even if it's covers, you know, it's so exciting. So thank you for helping.
Oh, absolutely.
Seriously, I love it. Well, thank you so much for talking with me, Curren. I really enjoyed catching up with you and just like hearing about how this project came together.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm so psyched that we were able to do this.
Dig Me In, the Dig Me Out covers album, is out Friday, October 21st. 25% of the profits go to Smirk. Here's the cover of Tie It On by Margo Price. Don't say the word if you don't want it done. Don't tell me your name if you don't want it sung. Don't come any closer, that's good enough. Don't go away, I can't stand the thought. Oh, it's too warm. Thank you for being here with me. If you can give to Sound and Vision during our fall fundraising drive, please do that right now at kxp.org/sound. And if you can't give financially, you know that we'll always take you writing us a review wherever you listen to this podcast. That also really helps us. Thanks again. For KXP, I'm Rachel Stevens.